Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 55 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, July 1st, 2010, prostrate before the righteous consciousness of America. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show shortly following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day.
Every day's a special day
at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, I hope everybody's been well. Things have been fine around the Hinky Dinky Time Radio studios. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I appreciate your warming up to this program, as you all have. It's very meaningful to me. I don't know. We don't have much of a plan tonight. We've got a lot of music. That's usually enough to get us going and sustain us. Let's listen to some Leo Sayer from, I think, 1976. Don't hold me to that. This is One Man Band. Or maybe it is. Well, let's try.
Well, everybody knows down Lagbrook Grove, you have to leap across the street. You can lose your life under a taxi cab. You gotta have eyes in your feet. You find a nice soft corner and you sit right down, take up your guitar and play. But then the lawman comes, says, move along. So you move along all day. Well, I'm a one-man band. Nobody knows nor understands. Is there anybody out there wanna lend me a hand to my one-man band? For 3 days now I haven't eaten at all. My, I must be getting so fat. Soon my cap won't be large enough to drop a half a crown in. So hey now, mister, don't you look so sad. Don't look so ill at ease. When I can play you any song you like to cheer up that life you lead. Oh, I'm a one-man band. Nobody knows nor understands. Is there anybody out there wanna lend me a hand to my one-man band? And oh, 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 look at the rain falling. Oh, 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 look at it rain. Oh, look at it rain. Nobody sees the minstrel boy as he sings his tale of war. Nobody sees him coming. Nobody sees him go. So here thou, mister, don't you look so sad. Don't look so ill at ease. When I can play you any song you like to cheer up that life you lead. Well, I'm a one-man band. Nobody knows nor understands. Is there anybody out there wanna lend me a hand to my one-man band?
Do you know Leo Sayer won a Grammy Award writing lyrics for Roger Daltrey back before he was a recording star in his own right? It's the truth. You know, this is 4th of July weekend. I hope everybody is going to be careful with all of those explosives. You don't want to harm yourself. This is Elvis Costello. It's a bonus track from the King of America album. This is a song called Indoor Fireworks.
We play these parlor games. We play it make believe. When we get to the part where I say that I'm gonna leave, everybody loves a happy ending, but we don't even try. We go straight past pretending to the part where everybody loves to cry. Indoor fireworks can still burn your fingers. Indoor fireworks, we swore we're safe as houses. They're not so spectacular, they don't burn up in the sky, but they can dazzle on a light. I'll bring a tear when the smoke gets in your eye. You were the spice of life, the gin in my vermouth. The sparks would fly, but our love was fireproof. Sometimes we'd fight in public, darling, with very little cause. But different kinds of sparks would fly when we got on our own behind closed doors. Indoor fireworks still burn your fingers. Indoor fireworks, we saw were safe as houses. They're not so spectacular, they don't burn up in the sky, they can dazzle all the light. I'll bring a tear when the smoke gets in your eye. It's time to tell the truth. These things have to be faced. My fuse is burning out, and all that fire has gone to waste. Don't think for a moment, dear, that we'll ever be through. I'll build a bonfire of my dreams and burn a broken effigy of me and you. Indoor fireworks can still burn your fingers. Indoor fireworks, we swore were safe as houses. They're not so spectacular, they don't burn up in the sky, they can dazzle hard and light. I'll bring a tear when the smoke gets in your eye. When the smoke gets in your eye. When the smoke gets in your eye.
Thank you.
And that version of Caravan is by Ralph Martery and his orchestra. And this song is called Never Had a Girl Like You Before by a band called The Misunderstood. Was almost some dead air right there. I didn't realize that song was almost over. It is the 1st of July. It's cooled off a little bit around here. Not quite cold enough for a sleigh ride, but it's not as hot as it had been, and it sure as heck not as wet as it had been. So there won't be any precipitation for Dinosaur's sleigh, but this is Dinah with the Al Sack Orchestra doing Sleigh Ride in July.
If I were the type to play around, it wouldn't be so bad. But I didn't know my way around, and what a time I had. Taken for a sleigh ride in July. Oh, I must have been a setter for a sight. A mockingbird was whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance only make believe. On a balmy summer eve, my dreams were safe all winter, and then to think that I was taken for a sleigh ride.
That was Dinah Shore from sometime in the 1940s. Let's just leave it at that, with the Al Sack Orchestra from 1971. This is The Kinks from their Muswell Hillbillies album and something we vaguely remember, the 20th century. This is 20th Century Man.
Myself shot down. Some trigger a happy peace now. Gotta keep a hold of my sanity. I'm the 20th century man.
That's the Kinks' 20th Century Man from their 1971 release, Muswell Hillbillies, a really fantastic album. And I'd have to say that that song rocks really hard in a rather relaxed and don't know how to tell you about it. Just, you heard it. You know what I'm talking about. You know, I've had this record on the turntable queued up for about 3 weeks now, and I keep forgetting to play it. I like to play vinyl on the show, and sometimes I never turn my head in that direction to remember that I have this on the turntable. But tonight we're going to listen to a little bit of the Persuasions and their Temptations medley from their from their Street Corner Symphony album. This is the Persuasions.
Love that you're running from, baby. There's no hiding place.
You can't run,
listen to me, honey. Love has problems, and know there's problems you'll have to face. Later on down the line, oh, baby, if you just put your hand in mine, all right, we're gonna leave all our troubles behind. Just keep on walking, don't look back, baby. All right, you got to keep loving, loving, baby. You got to keep loving, loving me. You got to keep a loving, loving, baby. You got to keep a loving, loving me. Oh, la, 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 boom, 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 boom,
running wild, she's a runaway child. Running wild, she's a runaway child. Running wild, she's a runaway child. Running wild, she's looking from school and she can't go out to play.
No, no, no.
For the rest of the week in the room, gotta stay.
Ooh.
on cloud nine.
You can be what you wanna be
on cloud nine.
You ain't got no responsibility
on cloud nine.
Every man in this world is free
on cloud nine.
You're a million miles from reality
on cloud nine.
You can be anything you wanna be.
Acapella soul music from the early 1970s. That's the Persuasions with their Temptations medley. Man, that's some really, really tasty stuff, don't you think? If you think, you know how to get a hold of me. Go to hinkydinkynot.net. There's information there on how to reach me at the Hinky Dinky Time Studios. If you are tuned in and have AOL Instant Messenger, you can message Hinky Dinky Man on AOL Instant Messenger. And I've got a listener right now. It says from Washington State. I have no idea who that is. If that's you and you're able to avail yourself of the technology, send me a message and tell me who you are. And here we are at the top of the hour. We know what that means.
Take me out to the market. Take me out in the crowd. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the whole. Even if they don't think it's a shame. For it's one, two, three, strike out at the old ball game.
What can I tell you? Blow it up. Start over. Eat celery. It's time. Sell, sell, sell. It's July 1st, and the Cubs are 11 games under 500. This season is a write-off. It's time for Mr. Ricketts to come back from safari and mount some heads on his office wall. Pinella, whack. Hendry, whack. This team is terrible. Am I going to stop watching? No. Are they going to start winning? No. That's just how it is. Did you know that since May 25th, the Cubs have won two games in a row exactly once? Folks, this is a bad baseball team. Oh, and yeah, since last week's show, former ace Carlos Zambrano was suspended indefinitely for being a big stupid jerk. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report. Chicago. The number 40 song from the WCFL Big Ten Music Survey 40 years ago this week was this gem from Mr. Tom Jones.
Woman, I can remember a woman. Warm were her kisses and tender was she. Lying there in my arms. Why did you deceive me so? I'd made you go when I needed you most of all. Oh, daughter of darkness, stay out of my life, my life. You took my heart, you broke it apart. Oh, you daughter of darkness, daughter of darkness, please leave me alone forever. Daughter of darkness, gone is the love that we shed together. Heaven, we had our own kind of heaven, sharing together the magic of love in a world of our own. Then, oh, so suddenly you were gone. The love I depended upon disappeared when you went.
That's TJ, or as we call him around here, the man. Yeah.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
A monstrous and vicious strangler stalks Midland City and the white-winged weekend warrior. Midland City's crushing answer to lawlessness and or evil is prepared to strike terror into the criminal's cowardly heart as soon as he finds it.
This is the Commissioner, Miss Helfinger. Have we a report on the Feathered Fighter's encounter with the Strangler?
No, sir. The Wing Warrior hasn't checked in yet.
This is the Winged Warrior checking in.
Oh, hello, Winged Warrior. What was all that about?
Miss Helfinger, have you forgotten the telephone security check?
What?
To establish that I'm not an imposter?
Must we go through with that?
Miss Helfinger, if we ignore the established procedures that we have set up, we are flying in the face of the best law enforcement methods.
All right.
Go ahead.
Why did the chicken cross the street?
To get to the other side.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Hello?
Is that one of the questions?
Yes, your answer, please.
The egg.
Wrong.
The chicken.
Wrong.
We'll go on to the next question.
Listen, this was your idea.
I don't remember a question like that.
It's your security list. You wrote it.
Well, that's a stupid question. I'm changing it now.
To what?
To what is 244 divided by 12?
All right. What's 244 divided by 12?
We'll make it a question like that, for example. Well, I've got work to do.
What about the strangler?
Oh, yes. How are we spelling that again, Miss Helfinger?
Strangler. Strangler.
Now, are you saying strangler or strangler?
Strangler.
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 Strangler?
Strangler.
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 Well, can the weekend warrior get this mess settled? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Do you like James Taylor? Most people do. Did you know that he was responsible for the first album ever released? by someone other than the Beatles on the Beatles Apple record label. It's true. His first album, the self-titled album entitled James Taylor, was released in 1970 on Apple Records. And this is a track from that album. It was a song that James had written when he was in a band called The Original Flying Machine. He didn't sing it in that band. I think Danny Korchmar, who later was James's producer and also was a member of the Flying Machine, sang that version of it. But this is James's version of Knocking Around the Zoo.
Just knocking around the zoo on a Thursday afternoon. There's bars on all the windows and they're counting up a spoon, babe. And if I'm feeling edgy, there's a chick who's paid to be my slave. Yeah, oh, watch out, James. But she'll hit me with a needle if she thinks I'm trying to misbehave. Yeah. Now the keeper's trying to cool me, says I'm bound to be all right. But I know that he can't fool me, 'cause I'm putting him up tight, yeah. And I can feel him getting edgy every time I make a sudden move. Whoa, whoa, yes, it's true. And I can hear him celebrating every time I up and leave the room. All come to see me, they point at me and stare. Said he's just like the rest of us, so what's he doing there? Now they hide in their movie theater, drinking juice, keeping tight. What's that bright light, Bishop? 'Cause I'm certain about one thing, babe, that zoo's no place to spend the night. No, no. Up spoons, babe. And if I'm feeling edgy, there's a chick who's paid to be my slave. Yeah, watch out, cooch. But you hit me with a needle that you think so, trying to misbehave. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was from 1970. I know this is from 1970. This is a song called Remember by Ema Sumac off of her Miracles album. In 1970, Ema decided that her career move would be to attempt to rock. And if you're going to rock in 1970, who else would you enlist to put together arrangements and record you? It would, well, nobody other than Exotica master Les Baxter. I don't know who was thinking what, but this is different.
Oh,
Call Me Crazy. But I really like that. I wish that song could have just gone on and on. One thing you got to say about Ema, she was she in for a penny, in for a pound. That was fearless. She really let it go. And that's really saying something when you're talking about a South American vocalist with a 5-octave range. There was nobody else like her. I'd like that song to go on forever, but I've got other music we need to get to, and we're down to the last 12-13 minutes of the program, and I promised some people some baseball music, and this is something I dug up from, this came from one of my favorite sources of music, the Funky 16 Corners blog. I suggest you check out funky16corners.com when you get a chance. This is a song about the Oakland Athletics pitcher Vida Blue, performed by a gentleman named Albert Jones.
Vida Blue. I said, woo, Vida Blue. If you're looking for a hero, exciting and new, there's a boy in Oakland named Vida Blue. He throws a fastball like it was shot from a gun. Everybody's talking that he's number one. That's Vida Blue. He's good looking, throws BBs too. Vida's still a youngster, yes, he's just a boy. But let me tell you, he's the real McCoy. He turns it loose inside high. Before the hitter blinks, that ball has gone on by. That's Vida Blue. Woo, that poor catcher, he needs a bigger mitt. Now all the kids and their parents too are rooting hard for Vida Blue. They've heard of Fella and Kovacs and all the rest, but this kid from Oakland could be the best. That's Vida Blue. Vida who? Vida Blue. That's who. He's dynamite. Out on the field, day and night, Vida shows the world he's out of sight. Killer Brew, Yastrzemski, and Gase Brown too, they can't buy a hit on Vida Blue. He's a lefty, he hums that hill. Those poor hitters, they've got the Vida Blue. Now Charlie Finley owns a big white mule, but believe you me, he ain't no fool. Out at the park, you can see him grin. When Vida's pitching, the A's are gonna win. That's Vida Blue. He won another, so what's new? They ought to name a pill after Vida. Call him Vida Man. Baseball is still our national game, but the last few years things were kind of tame. Now they're buzzing from town to town, 'cause ain't no hitter living put Vida down. Get his autograph, girls. He won't bite you. He's a gentleman, that Vida Blue.
Daddy, ain't Vida Blue ever gonna lose again?
Watch your mouth, boy. That's Vida Blue. Ain't nothing he can't do. He's the greatest, that Vida Blue.
Rudy Jackson and Monday hit the long ball, and behind the plate, Duncan stands tall. That Vida Blue, that Vida Blue. Epstein, Brown, Bando, and Green are the best combination the world has seen. That Vida Blue, that Vida Blue. Even the A's bench is strong, and with Vida pitching, they can't go wrong. That Vida Blue.
I can remember Vida Blue pitching. He had quite an unusual delivery. I'm guessing if you hit YouTube, you might find some clips of what it looked like when he threw the ball. It was an unusual thing. Sticking with the baseball theme, I'd like to congratulate the University of South Carolina for winning this year's College World Series up in Omaha, Nebraska at Rosenblatt Stadium. This is the last year the College World Series will be held at Rosenblatt. They're going to knock that sucker down. They're getting a new retro-modern built downtown, which will be the home of the College World Series for the foreseeable future. Did you know the College World Series is the only Division I college championship that is always held in the same city year after year? Yes, that was important to Omaha. That's why they agreed to do anything the NCAA wanted them to do. So my dad asked me if I would play something for Rosenblatt Stadium to commemorate the fact that it will be gone. And I immediately knew what I wanted to play for that. And some of you may have already guessed what that is. At the time that I got that inspiration, I did not know that this weekend, or I had forgotten that this weekend, my father and stepmom would be out on the East Coast helping my sister Lexi move from Providence, Rhode Island to Brooklyn, New York. So I got a text from my dad today that he was at the Target store in Brooklyn, and I kind of did a slap my forehead thing and go, my God, he's in Brooklyn. This is perfect. This is Frank Sinatra from the old Blue Eyes Is Back album, and this is his tribute to Ebbets Field, a song called There Used to Be a Ballpark.
The joy I'd never seen, and the air was such a wonder, from the hot dogs and the beer. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here. And there used to be rock candy and a great big 4th of July, with the fireworks exploding all across the summer sky, and the people watched in wonder how they laugh and how they cheer. And there used to be a ballpark right here. Now the children try to find it, and they can't believe their eyes, 'cause the old team just isn't playing, and the new team hardly tries, and the sky has got so cloudy when it used to be so clear, and the summer went so quickly this year. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here.
Isn't it great when you've got just the perfect song to mark the occasion? Yeah, well, we talked about, well, you know, 4th of July is coming, red, white, blue. We got Vita Blue. Well, this is their Red Hot. We're going to go a couple minutes long tonight, probably, folks. This is Robert Johnson.
Long and tall, she sleeps in the kitchen with a piece in the hall. Hotter, mother than the red hot. Yeah, she got up for sale, I mean. Yeah, she got up for sale, yeah. Hotter, mother than the red hot. Yeah, she got up for sale. Hotter, mother than the red hot. Yeah, she got up for sale. She got 2 foot nickel, got 4 foot dime. Won't say more, but they ain't none of mine. Hotter, mother than the red hot. Yeah, she got up for sale, I mean. Yeah, she got up for sale, yes, yeah. Hotter, mother than the red hot, huh? Yes, yeah, she got him a sale. Hotter, mother than the red hot, huh? Yes, yeah, she got him a sale. I got a letter from a girl in the room, now she got some good she got to bring on soon. Now it's hotter, mother than the red hot, huh? Yes, yeah, she got him a sale, I mean. Yes, yeah, she got him a sale, yeah. Hotter, mother than the red hot, huh? Yes, yeah, she got him a sale. Hotter, mother than the red hot, huh? Yes, yeah, she got him a sale. Too hot for the Billy Goat back in the Bombay nest. Ever since daddy can't take it ready, yeah. Hot the mother than the red hot. Huh? Yeah, you got him a sale, I mean. Yeah, you got him a sale. Hot the mother than the red hot. Huh? Yeah, she got him a sale. Man, don't mess around them hot the mother. Now, cause they're too blank red. Mess around them hot the mother. I'm gonna upset your back, gonna put your kidney to sleep. I'll do the break when you're living there, your heart to beat by now. Hot the mother from the red hot. Huh? Yeah, she got him a sale, I mean. Yeah, she got him a sale, yeah. Hot the mother than the red hot. Huh? Yes, you got him a sale. Hot the mother than the red hot. Yes, you got him a sale. And your grandma, that's my grandpa too. Well, I wonder what in the world we children are gonna do now. Hot the mother than the red hot. Yes, you got him a sale, I mean. Yes, you got him a sale. Hot the mother than the red hot. Yes, you got him a sale. Hot the mother than the red hot. Yes, you got him a sale. My baby bought a V8 for where we bought that thing all on the running boat, yes. Hot the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale, I mean. Yes, she got up for sale, yes. Hot the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale, it's too hot, boy. Hot the mother than the red hot. Yes, now she got up for sale. You know, the monkey not a bad fool playing in the grave. Well, the monkey took a fat old good cup, yes, now. Hot the mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale, I mean. Yes, she got up for sale, yes. Hot the mother than the red hot, huh? Yeah, she got 'em for sale. Hot the mother than the red hot, huh? Yeah, she got 'em for sale. I got a girl such a long and tall, now she sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hole, yes. Hot the mother than the red hot, huh? Yeah, so she got 'em for sale, I mean. Yeah, she got 'em for sale, yeah.
You know, Robert Johnson's the shadow he casts across the landscape of the blues is pretty enormous, but a lot of people don't realize that after he sold his soul to the devil down at the crossroads, he only recorded 29 songs, and that song, They're Red Hot, is understood to be the only one of them that's not 12-bar blues. It's a bit of a ragtime rhythm. It's a genre that came to be called a hokum, and we can go into that on another occasion. We got time for one more before we wrap things up tonight. This is a song called Harry's Wall.
Everywhere I go in this town, people recognize me, probably cause they seen me singing these songs on TV. In the last few weeks I've found a gold mine of exposure. My career is taking off. I'm a celebrity. The guy I buy my grapefruit from smiles at me every morning. All the tellers at my bank are at my beck and call. And Harry owns the shop in town where I take my dry cleaning. I gave him my 8x10 to hang up on his wall. Pretty soon I'll be a name in each and every household. A lifelong dream is coming true. It's happening for me. On the street that people stare, I can hear them whisper,
there he goes, there's what's his name.
We saw him on TV. I try to be polite and friendly, down to earth and normal. So when I walk away, they'll say, he's just like you and me. But there is a pressure and it's so hard to act natural when millions see you every week. Sing these songs on TV. The snooty waitress in the wine bar is acting pretty friendly, fending off these friendly females. It's pretty damn tricky. The 8x10s on Harry's wall, they're stars you all have heard of. This Frankie Vaughn, the 3 Degrees, Chaz and Dave and me. All my life, all that I wanted was to be real famous on a surname basis with a lot of maitre d's. I'm the talk and toast of this town. Listen to them murmur,
there he goes, there's what's his name.
We saw him on TV. I'd like to take the time right now to thank all of the people who hired me to write and sing these great songs on TV. It's advertising for myself. I guess by now you've noticed almost all the songs I write somehow pertain to me. If you want an autograph, I can understand that. I can be reached at this address. Pencils ready, here we go.
What's his name? 125 Parkway, London, NW1.
An 8x10 like Harry has will cost a little extra. They're in demand, they're going fast. Sail of vision now. London is a lonely town, but I am never lonely. Everybody knows me here, it's clear and plain to see. Yesterday a guy walked up, he tapped me on the shoulder. He said, are you, what's his name? I saw you on TV. Yeah, he said, are you, what's his name? I saw you on TV.
There he goes. There he goes. There's what's his name. Well, it's been an absolute gas, people. I've had so much fun tonight. I've really, really enjoyed this. I hope you've gotten a small measure of pleasure from this as well. Let's meet here, same time, same place, next week, next Thursday at this time. Stay tuned for the rebroadcast if you arrived late.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love.
despair, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?